Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in entertainment, business, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're out of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. You'll want to keep that number handy because we have two sandwiches we'll be giving away in this hour from Urbane Cafe, their new location down in Oxnard, so keep the number handy. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is performance. Each of my guests will talk about performance. My first guest will talk about economic performance of Ventura County. In his opinion, it is not peak performance. My second guest will talk about achieving peak performance in business based on his work done improving athletes' performance on the field. And remember, you can join the conversation by calling 639-0008. Bill Watkins is a PhD. He's the executive director of the Cal Lutheran Center for Economic Research and Forecasting, and he's an associate professor of economics. He joined CLU back in June of 2009. He helped launch CLU's new Masters of Science in Economics program. It focuses on forecasting and applied research. Watkins has been published widely in academic journals, traditional media, all over the place. Prior to coming to CLU, Watkins served as the executive director of the University of California Santa Barbara Economic Forecast Project. Previously, he served as an economist in the Monetary Affairs Division of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System in Washington, D.C. He holds a bachelor's degree in business administration and finance from Cal State University Northridge and a master's and a doctorate in economics from UCSB. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you today?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're so happy to have you. Thanks so much. Now, it's important that we are talking today on the last day of the third quarter because you've just come out with your third quarter forecast for 2010 and looking ahead to the fourth quarter of 2010 as well. And the forecast isn't good for Ventura County, is it? In fact, you're quoted as saying it's a very weak recovery, and we're going to grow slower here in Ventura County than the rest of the nation. You say it's about 0.1% for Ventura County as opposed to 1.4% growth nationally. Ouch, that hurts. So tell me, what indicators do you see why we're going to have a weak recovery here in Ventura County?
Okay, well, there's a couple questions. First, can we talk about why the U.S. is weak first?
Or? Let's start with the U.S. Start macro and go micro.
All
sure.
Right. Yeah, so the U.S. recovery is going to be weak because we have to do fundamental adjustments. People are still over-leveraged. Our banking system still is charging off something around just under $50 billion a quarter. That needs to get down to about 10% before they can concentrate on lending. And so our U.S. recovery is going to be weak.
Okay.
Ventura County, and so what we're looking at is something, you know, you've heard of the U and the V recessions, and I wasn't the one that first came up with this name, but ours is the frying pan.
The frying pan? Now, I've not heard that one. I've heard the square root, but not the frying pan. So what is the frying pan?
Down, flat for a long time, and then up on the other side, right?
All right. Got it.
And so the U.S. is looking something like that, very slow recovery. Ventura County's biggest problem is that it's in California.
That hurts. That hurts.
California has 12.4% unemployment. This compares to, 9.7, I think, for the U.S., 9.6, 9.7. And so, you know, our unemployment's about 30% higher than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Ventura County is actually doing a little better than California. Unemployment rate's about 11.2.
Right.
So it's doing better than
overall the state, but
yeah.
It's still not stellar by any stretch of the imagination, is it, Bill?
No, definitely not.
No. Well, now, I mean, that sounds bleak, but you compare Ventura County to places like Detroit or New York City or even Miami. I mean, we've got to be doing better than those places, aren't we?
Yeah, probably better than Detroit. I don't know about New York City. Certainly far worse or far better than Imperial County, which unemployment's pushing 30% there.
Right, yeah.
Calusa County is also extremely high. No doubt. And within, you know, within California, like I say, 11.2 is a number that lots of places would love to have. And, you know, a big part of that, the sort of the Navy, we've got ag. Government's been relatively strong here. So
a little bit of oil, a little bit of biotech. I mean, we're fairly well diversified as a county, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, we absolutely. We are relatively well diversified, and we've got some big institutions that are generally stable.
Now, overall, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we're the eighth wealthiest county in all of California. It might be the ninth, it might be the seventh, I'm not sure, but it's somewhere in the top ten. Let's just say that.
Absolutely. In fact, sometime maybe 6-7 years ago, I put up a slide with some summary statistics of Orange County and Ventura County normalized by population and said which one's Ventura County and which one's Orange County. You couldn't tell the difference. In fact, in some measures, Ventura County is more Orange County than Orange County.
We're more Orange County than Orange County. I love it. But, Bill, one of the things that disturbed me when I was reading your economic forecasts is that your forecasts assume two things, and they're two very important things. It assumes, number one, that the Bush tax cuts are going to be extended, and number two, that there's not going to be any sovereign or state debt defaults.
Boy, you read the thing well.
Well, I tried to do my homework, Bill. The point is this, that we've got states in Europe right now that are on the edge. Spain comes to mind immediately. Any one of the pig countries in Europe comes to mind immediately that's on the edge of financial collapse. We've got the Bush tax cuts, which are in limbo because Congress is now recessed and they have not made any determination on whether we're going to extend tax cuts or not. What happens if one or both of those things comes true, and what happens to our overall economic forecast?
So first I have to tell you, when we made the assumption on the taxes, it looked like that was where people were going. And, you know, there's nothing harder than predicting political activity. And so that could hurt us. On the tax cuts, you know, a laugher says that, oh, if we have these tax cuts, we'll have a double-dip recession. We don't believe that. We're using Christina Romer's research. She did a paper that was in the American Economic Review, top journal, in June, and what happens is that the effect of a tax increase actually takes a little while to work itself out, which is a bit counter to the sort of rational expectations that economists talk about. And so what we see there is that if the tax increases are in fact put in place, we'll see something like 1.5% growth for as far as we can see.
1.5% growth, and that's what we would hope for there. We're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. He's the head of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. We're talking about Ventura County's own specific economic forecast. And, I'm just a little bit concerned by all of this, Bill, because any tax changes that happen, we're going to see tax changes for income taxes that'll hit in 2012 when we start to pay our income taxes on that. But there are excise taxes.
Sure.
There are hidden taxes, which will take effect January 1. What impact will those have on our economy as we move forward into the first part of 2011?
They will slowly cause a slowdown in the growth rate.
But not immediate. It's going to be a slow breaking rather than a screeching stop?
Yeah. What happens is that, you know, not everybody knows what these are. Not everybody's had the conversation with their accountant. It takes a while to make the adjustments. So these things actually take a little while to play out.
Okay. All right, Bill. Let's.
One thing you asked about was what happens if the European.
Let's say Spain does default like they're threatening to do right now. What happens then?
Then all bets are off. We probably have another financial collapse. And given that our institutions everybody is worse off than we were before the last collapse. Still, it's a very dismal thing to...
Whoa. I'm going to hit the pause button here for just a second, Bill. We're going to rewind for just a minute. Now, why do you think we're going to another collapse? I mean, we went through the Greece financial crisis, and we managed the Greece fire without any problems. So what's the matter with Spain? Why will that be more devastating?
Germany can't bail out the whole world. And at some point, I think the EU has to come apart. It's just too big for a currency zone. Now, it could come apart in a way that is orderly and doesn't cause financial panics. But if we, in fact, have defaults, Ireland today, their estimate came out for their deficit, 32% of gross product.
Wow.
You know, some of these countries ultimately are probably going to default. We hope it's done orderly, but if it's not, another financial crisis would hurt.
Well, now let's talk about that, and let's just play some what-if games. All right, suppose they do default, the euro does fall apart, and I do happen to agree with you about your prognosis on the euro. I mean, the eurozone is going to have to come apart, but that's another story for another time. The point is this: that makes the dollar stronger. That, of course, the dollar is the reserve currency for the world. So therefore, shouldn't we as a country, and California in particular, be better off as a result of all of this?
No. I'm not one of those who thinks that the dollar needs to be strong. The dollar, the price, it's just a price, and it reflects various activities. The weaker dollar, in fact, would encourage export. But the problem is that our financial institutions are intertwined all over the world. It was sort of amazing how the world reacted to our collapse. And they're going to be tie-ins. So I would expect, if it's done poorly, a default, financial panic, and markets lock up similar to what they did before.
Wow. We're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. He's the head of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. And, Bill, I want to turn our attention. We've got to take a break. When we come back from the break, I want to turn our attention to job growth here in Ventura County, because that's an important issue facing a lot of people hearing the sound of our voice. So when we come back, let's dive into the whole issue of job growth, what's going to happen in the last part of 2010 going into 2011. Don't answer that now. Answer it after we come back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Our theme today is performance, and we're talking to Bill Watkins. That's Dr. Bill Watkins to you. He's the head of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. Before we get back to Bill, though, I told you to keep that telephone number handy because we had some sandwiches to give away. It's getting near lunchtime, and we've got sandwiches from Urbane Cafe. You can win a free sandwich or a free salad from their new location in Oxnard, the corner of Gonzales and Rose at Oxnard at 1750 East Gonzales Road. Voted number one sandwich in Ventura County 3 years in a row, 2008, 2009, and 2010. And this can be yours if you call in and you're the third caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. You can win a free sandwich or a free salad from Urbane Cafe. Now, Bill, back to you. We were talking about the economy here in Ventura County, and I must say you are not Mr. Sunshine.
One of our professors actually told me that she heard me on the radio stop listening because she got depressed.
Well, I don't find it depressing. I think everybody needs to know what's going to be happening. And so let's turn our attention to what's going to be happening in the job front. You mentioned our unemployment is a little bit better than the statewide unemployment, which in some ways, I guess, is comforting, unless you're one of those 11.4% of the people who are out of work. And if you are, what are the job growth prospects looking like for the last quarter of 2010 and going into 2011?
Yeah, first, let's look back. Since the recession started in November 2007, we had 322,000 plus jobs. Now we have 289,000 plus, a little bit. We lost 33,000 jobs in the recession.
Wow.
And that's about half the population of Camarillo. That's a lot of jobs. And what we're looking at right now is essentially zero job growth
in Ventura County.
Zero job growth. Now, that strikes me as interesting and odd and thought-provoking, and here's why. We're going into the Christmas season.
Right.
And there's always seasonal work in the Christmas season for folks in the department stores and Santa Clauses and all of that kind of stuff. So why aren't we going to get a little seasonal bump here?
Because I'm talking seasonally adjusted numbers.
Ah.
We'll surely get a little bit of a seasonal pop. In fact, seasonal numbers could very well be negative, seasonally adjusted numbers, because the pop won't be as strong as the average holiday pop, probably.
All right. So yeah. We'll be a little bit behind the normal pop that we would expect to have, and as a result, it's going to look even worse. Well, that, again, not the most cheery picture. So let me ask you, what does this mean if you're a retailer listening to the sound of my voice? What does this mean for the Christmas buying season?
Probably a real weak season again. You know, the fundamental problem is our consumers are still over indebted. They're concerned about jobs if they have one, but they're concerned about keeping it. If they don't have one, well, they can't spend much. So we're looking at a soft season. Retailing in general, we expect to see a bit of a pickup in Ventura County. Part of that's just because things wear out. You need to buy a new toaster. You need to buy your computer fail.
New car, new tires for the car, things like that.
Eventually, you can keep things working for a while, but that sort of thing. It's been a long downward. We have had a record downward trend for California retail. And Ventura County retail, it's been years. They started a recession before the rest of the country. And so some demand is there just because people have to replace it.
Well, now, Bill, automotive is such a big part of Ventura County. I mean, we've got the different auto malls from all the different cities and so forth. What does your crystal ball say about automotive, particularly here in Ventura County?
Well, people don't make big ticket purchases unless they have to in times when they don't know if they're going to have a job or if they don't have a job. So what we're seeing, in fact, has been used car sales prices have been really strong, but new cars have been real weak.
Interesting. And if you are in the market for a used car, you know you can always take it over to Donnie Ketchumisi at DMC Transmission, the corner of Seaward and Thompson, and he will give it a free look-see before you make the purchase. So that's always a nice service that they offer over there. All right, Bill, let's try to breathe a little fresh air and some optimism into this forecast that we're talking about. And everyone, our guest is Bill Watkins. He's the head of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. Let's look into 2011. What segments of the economy here in Ventura County do you see improving in 2011?
Probably we'll start to see some improvement in business professional. And it's sort of general but slow. So we're looking at by the end of next year to have over 2% growth, which, is better than a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I think the positive thing to take out of all this is that absent a financial collapse, we don't see a double-dip recession.
All right, so there's no double-dip recession in your forecasts at all, and I would have to concur with that as well. How do you reconcile your forecasts, however, with the rather cheery news that we're getting on the stock market? Typically, September is a down month on the stock market, and yet this September broke all records. It was not only positive, but really maybe showing some signs that there is some activity in corporate America. There was more merger and acquisition activity in September than there has been, not only in previous Septembers, but probably throughout the entire of 2010 up to this point. What do you say? How do you reconcile these economic forecasts with what's going on in the financial markets?
Yeah, I think there's three things. One, the mergers and acquisitions are really a recognition that businesses don't have any other investments to do. It's very similar to the buyback of stocks that we're seeing, to the admission by the business that it doesn't have better investment.
But you just mentioned buybacks of stocks. That's the perfect alternative, and that's what some of the companies are doing. Look at Procter & Gamble as one.
That's absolutely right, and that'll drive up the price, but the fact is that means that they don't have some other investment that would be better, the money would be better spent on. And one of the real problems we're having in this recovery is the lack of investment. Even though we've seen some gains, investment by American business has been extremely weak.
Mm. Okay. You said there are three things. So the M&A, that was one.
M&A and stock buybacks, and then I'm not one who thinks that stock market's rational.
Ah, the irrational exuberance theory.
Well, what August was actually a worse August than the August of 2008. And you just got to scratch your head. August 2008, we were walking into the biggest crisis we've had in 70-plus years. And in August of 2010, we're looking at slow growth, but not particularly bad times. And I was scratching my head at the time. We don't use stock market as leading indicator.
All right, fair enough. We're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. He's over at CLU, and he is the chief economist over there, head of forecasting. Big shout-out to Cameron in Oxnard. She is the winner of the sandwich from Urbane Cafe. Thank you, Cameron, for calling in and being the third caller. If you missed out on the sandwich, don't worry. We'll have another sandwich giveaway in our next half hour as well. Bill, if you were talking to small business owners, and truthfully you are, because that's a lot of who my listeners are, what would you advise small business owners about the balance of 2010 and beyond? What would you advise them to do?
You know, I've had sort of the standard advice for a recession is, first, all your competitors are in the same boat, and it's time not to make mistakes. What you've got to do is cut back to the bone as soon as you can, unfortunately. Businesses who delayed recognizing the problem, who out of kindness or whatever wanted to keep from laying off people, are the ones that find themselves in trouble. I think you need to be yourself lean and mean and prepare for the recovery. The recovery will come, and you want to be ready for it, but in the meantime, you need to conserve your assets.
All right, so conserve your assets. Any investment opportunities that you see out there, either in plant and equipment or people that you'd be making at this time?
Probably not. View of particularly the real estate market is that we're probably near our bottom, but there's no hurry to invest because we're going to stay there for quite a while.
Mm.
And so it's not like you've got a time pressure to buy before the pickup comes. In fact, one of my recommendations in terms of public policy is that we could really use an investment tax credit on a national scale.
Oh, hear, hear. I love that. And you need to be in Congress, not here talking to me. That's great. Good for you. All right. Well, we're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. Let me just ask you a quick question. This is more of a sidebar than anything else because it's such a portion of our economy here. But here in Ventura County, what progress are we making towards becoming a biotech corridor?
Well, you know, having Amgen is obviously key, Baxter. And Amgen, I think, is finally starting to throw off some spinoffs. One of the big quizzes about Amgen was that it didn't generate more spinoffs. We're starting to see those. I think, considering the time, we're making as good progress as could be expected. You know, this is the sort of business where, you know, 5 or 6 can start, 10 can start, 20 can start, and 1 will be a success. So hard to tell, but you know, we certainly hope so. The location between UC Santa Barbara and UCLA and the proximity of Amgen certainly means that we should have some progress going on.
All right, great. We're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. Bill, I want to ask you, just recently, and within the last year or so, you moved to Cal Lutheran University from UCSB.
Yes.
Tell us about that move, and in particular, what CLU is hoping to accomplish by moving the economic forecasting to their campus.
Well, a couple things. We set up the Master's of Science in Economics here, and built it around the economist and the forecasting unit, and that is a nice addition to the business school, something we're very proud of, having a lot of fun with. We started here in June of last year. We had it accredited and a couple of students by September this year. I think we have 6 students, which is, you know, triple last year's, and we want to keep it a small program. We're looking at maybe 15 students.
Wow, 15 students max, huh?
Yeah, we want a lot of hands-on. We keep the students working, doing projects, stuff like that. So that's been a lot of fun. And then the research, it meets with the university's mission, which includes community service, and we try to provide that. We're trying to do some academic research and sort of add to the reputation of the university.
Gotcha. We're talking to Dr. Bill Watkins, everybody. And, Bill, before I let you go, I just want to get to know a little bit more about you as the person. How did you become interested in economic forecast statistics and all of this work that you're doing now?
Well, I became interested in economics when I was a banker. Went back to grad school, and my family sort of paid for that. They had to quit music lessons and sell the sailboat. Well, I had fun. Worked for the Board of Governors for a couple of years, and then was invited back to UC Santa Barbara to run the forecast unit there. And prior to that, my research interest was not forecast particularly. I do have a paper on some statistical methods of estimating missing data, which is a little esoteric, but... you know, once you start thinking about forecasting, it's an extremely difficult thing to do and therefore challenging.
Now, there you go. We're talking to Bill Watkins, everybody. Bill, I can't believe how quickly the time goes. Bill's the head of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. We've been talking about the economy here in Ventura County. Bill, we're going to have you be back on a regular basis just so we can kind of keep up to date with what's going on in the economy here in Ventura.
Yeah, love to. Hopefully someday I can bring... a pleasant forecast.
And I'm sure you will at some point. We're all looking forward to that day. Bill, thank you so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, sir.